Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Get a look at me. We had some sense of what we'd left. It had me crying in my mother's arms. Oh, you, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love. Will we recall my highest love, my highest love, my highest? Thank you. life, all its toils and strife. We learn to pay the rent as I learn to forget your face. The scent of your skin lingering like a shadow on a memory, and no strangers we meet. Is it you, my highest love? My highest love, my highest love, will we recall? My highest love, my highest love, my highest love, oh, oh. I say we all lose faith sometimes, go hanging by a thread for most of our lives, and then we start to see. Yes, we start to see. You won't.
Either that or right down the line. Ooh. going on. Just can't find the words. Rest your eyes too, baby. Talk again, come down. Cause it's too much going on. I just can't hear your words. See, I can bear almost anything. I can bear the weight of the world. But I just can't. I can't take it, baby.
Morning, everyone. Not sure if you can hear me. Hello. I can't hear my voice, so I'm assuming that you hear me. This is DJ Mehmet, and you're on WMFO Medford. Yes, I can hear myself. Okay, so I'm making sure that everything is working. This is Global Citizen on WMFO Medford. Sorry for the late, as you can assume, because of the snow. It was hard to find a parking spot this morning, but I was able to find a spot, and hopefully I'll be here today until 9 a.m. As an opening song, I will leave you with Orient Expressions and Istanbul 1:26 a.m. After I settle down, I'll be back and we'll talk about what we have today. Again, you're on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet, and this is Global Citizen. Okay, again, this is DJ Mehmet, and you're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Let me put the volume down a little bit. So, for those of you who just turned their radios on, I'm going to start at 6 a.m. today until 9 a.m. My regular show is from 6 to 7 a.m. every Saturday, and it's called Global Citizen. On Global Citizen, I play music from around the world, and lately I would like to add more to a radio show, not just the music, but also talk about some global issues, things that matter to us, especially when it comes to global citizenship. I interpret that as being an active citizen and being aware of what's going on around the world. To be able to do that, you need to have an understanding of how the entire world works and where the countries are, which languages are spoken, that kind of stuff. So today there will be a focus on global citizenship in a way that we'll talk about some concepts about global citizenship and that things that you need to know. For example, cultural literacy, and I would like to talk about that in today's show. So it's hard to do it in an hour show. Luckily, I will be covering for 7 to 8 a.m. and after that from 8 to 9 a.m. So it will be a very long show for today for 3 hours, hopefully, if I don't get tired. As always, we will have music from around the world, as you hear, music similar to this and more, like I said, based on my knowledge, based on my research about the music from around the world. I will try to bring you the music from around the world. In addition to that, you may call in. We have a phone number, hopefully working. There were some technical issues last week when I was subbing last Saturday, but hopefully it seems like everything's working right now. So you can call in 855-915-9636. Why do you want to call in? You can call in to talk to me about this show. You can call in to make a request if I can play, and you can call in to ask for the time. No kidding. So it's 6:20 a.m. in Medford, Massachusetts. You are with DJ Mehmet on Global Citizen. Why don't we listen to your music, and then I'll be right back. So the first song for today will be from Café Tacuba and Eres.
Thank you. eso eres. Eso eres lo que la gente promete cuando se quiere. Mi salvación, mi esperanza y mi fe.
Welcome back. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet, and this is Global Citizen. We will listen to a public service announcement and then I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Michael Strahan with PETA. When I'm not playing defense for the New York Giants, I'm protecting the home team, my girls Tasha, Katie, and Stella. During the cold winter months, dogs left chained outside can suffer from frostbite and hypothermia, as well as stress and loneliness. Your dog depends on you for love and protection. So bring them inside, take them for walks, make them a part of your pack. In other words, be your dog's biggest defender.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
So that was Don't Leave the Pets Outside, public service announcement, especially in this cold weather. Even a human being can have difficulty staying outside. I can't think about the animals, but they have their own skin. They are created that way, so they have the flexibility to adapt to different environments, especially cold weather, but sometimes you never know. It's better to be safe. So after that public service announcement, I would like to remind you again, you're on Global Citizen with DJ Mehmet. And on Global Citizen, we play music from around the world. And today we will continue the same tradition. So for today's selection of music, I have a lot of music from Middle Eastern background, and it just came out that way. Maybe I'm just familiar with that kind of music, so my selection will be reflecting that, but I will try to again travel around the world as much as I can. Before we continue with music, I would like to let you know about some upcoming events. First of all, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo, that will give you updates about the show, and you will learn more about the events in Greater Boston area in terms of multicultural events and culture events and musical events that I try to publish them. So we have some upcoming events. Maybe I should just mention one, which is going to take place next week, next Saturday. And the others are on our Facebook page, but I will try to announce them as the time gets closer. So this one, music of Ottoman Turkish woman composers, will take place on Saturday, January 13th at 7:30 p.m. I see that two of my friends already going to that event. Hopefully I'll be there. So this is an event organized by four musicians, and this is from their Facebook page that I will read the announcement. 500-year-old Ottoman music tradition owes a lot to the contribution of women composers, performers, and teachers of Turkish music. Oldest documentations and illustrations which have survived until now of women performing music are from the 16th century. Studying musical activities of Ottoman women help us both understand the Ottoman tradition and the place of women in the music of modern society. We will be performing works of numerous influential women composers dating from 17th century to present, some of which are Dilhayat Kalfa, Leyla Saz, Kevser Hanım, Mehveş Hanım, Esma Sultan, Reftar Kalfa, Gevheri Osmanoğlu, Neveser Koktes. So there will be four musicians: Ceren Türkmenoğlu with violin, rebab, bandir and voice; Volkan Efe, oud, ney, kemençe and voice; Michael Harris, bass, yaylı tanbur, bandir and voice; Tev Stivik, guitarist, tanbur and oud. There is a suggested donation of $10. And more information can be found on our Facebook page, again, facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. I'll talk about globalcitizen.com website in a bit. So the address will be MIT Chapel in Cambridge. Again, you're listening to WMFO Medford with DJ Mehmet, and this is Global Citizen. Let's continue with another song, like I mentioned, from Middle East. This time I have DJ Chebi Sabah, and Im Ninalu is the name of the song. Let's see what kind of music we have here. ¶¶ You just heard DJ Chebi Saba and Im Ninolu. This was the Guivio Deep End remix. So when I look up for Chebi Saba, this is what I see. Chebi Saba was a DJ and composer producer known for combining Asian, Arabian and African sounds into his compositions. As you can realize, it says was a DJ, so he passed away in 2013. Saba was of Jewish and Berber descent. He was born in Algeria and came from a family of musicians. When he was a teenager, he moved to Paris in 1964 and began his career DJing American Soul Music Records. In 1984, he started as a DJ in San Francisco. In 1989, he began using the stage name Chebi Saba, which translates the Young of the Morning. He has 7 recordings on the Six Degrees Records label. Saba's performances included live musicians, dancers, and massive projected visuals backing up his electronic music. He was nominated for the BBC's 2006 Award of the World Music in the Club Global category. He was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer in May 2011 and he passed away in 2013. But he left a lot of great music behind him, so we'll hear more from him days to come, more shows to come. Again, you are on Global Citizen with DJ Mehmet on WMFO Medford. I know it's early in the morning and 6:41. If you're listening to us, keep up with the show because I'll be here for 2 more hours until 9 a.m. this morning. I can't believe how we're almost close to the end of this hour. So I will try to play more music for this hour because I know this is why you are tuning into this station on this day and at this time. So we will continue with more music, and this time something from Turkey, from 90s. This will be Ege is the name of the singer, and Delice Bir Sevda will be the song.
başından belli. Kurudu dudaklar, çörek köle döndü. Bekledim gelmedin, bekledim gün döndü. Haydi ara beni, sor beni, yorma beni, sar beni ya. Sen ne olur ya?
So that was Ege, Turkish singer, something from 90s. Delice Bir Sevda was the name of the song from his Senden Uzak album. Now, I would like to talk a little bit about cultural literacy, which is sort of kind of consistent with the concept for this show. So, the term cultural literacy came with Edie Hirsch, professor, and he published a book, I believe it was 1987, named Cultural Literacy: What Every American Needs to Know. So that's an interesting concept when it comes to something has this title. It says what every American needs to know, and especially for someone like me who is not born here but immigrated to the United States, and interesting to know what every American needs to know. And interesting to know what, as an immigrant in living in the United States, need to know what Americans need to know, so you can keep up with the culture, the society, and everything. So, a very short description of the book says the author argues that children in the United States are being deprived of the basic knowledge that will enable them to function in contemporary society. They lack cultural literacy, a grasp of background information that writers and speakers assume their audience already has. And I had that book. I went to the library and I looked up the book, Cultural Literacy, What Every American Needs to Know, 1987 edition. And I found that it's astonishing in terms of he wrote that book years ago. 1987 makes 30 years, right? So 30 years ago, he realized there's a problem, maybe in the education system, maybe in people's minds, but something is not working properly, and students, children are not learning what they're supposed to learn at schools. So he came up with this book and with the idea of cultural literacy. And then later on, as far as I know, he published a curriculum, which is called Core Knowledge. And this curriculum basically covers core important information for every grade level from kindergarten to 12th grade in terms of what students need to know. So as a follow-up to his book, in Cultural Literacy in 1987 edition, he also included a list of things students or people need to know to become culturally literate. And at the end of that book, there was a list, but there was no explanation or what they mean or how you can find those important things. So later on, the same person, Edie Hirsch, he published a dictionary, called Dictionary of Cultural Literacy. As far as I know, the newest edition, published in 2002, that's when, you know, the internet actually became widely popular around the world. So I can't think of a new edition because everything is going very fast and the information is growing exponentially. And right now, if he were to write such a book or such dictionary. I don't know if he will be able to fit that into one book. Even that book in 2002, it's in my hand right now, it's 600 something pages. Yes, it's 640 pages. It's unbelievable. And all that stuff in that book, he thinks that people need to know, an American needs to know. So that's very interesting to me. As I said, as an immigrant who came to the United States and trying to learn about the culture. A lot of stuff in that dictionary, though, has global view. That as a global citizen, you need to know that stuff. As a person, as a human being living in this world, you need to know that stuff. And that's what I like about his dictionary. So what I'll do today, for the rest of the show, for next hour and the hour after, I will try to look into that dictionary and come up with some interesting concepts or terms or some names, because there are a lot of things in the book that may be important to us and we don't really know about that. So I'll go over that with you for the next hour. And towards the end of our show, in the third hour, we will have some guests, and I don't want to tell you who they are. It will be a surprise. But stay tuned and listen to Global Citizen for this hour and DJ Mehmet for the next 2 hours. Okay, I speak a lot. That should be enough. Why don't we hear some music, right? Okay, looking at my playlist, see what I have for today. I have a lot of instrumental stuff. So this one will be interesting. This is Mozart in Egypt. So they start with Mozart's 40th symphony and they add some Egyptian music and becomes a very nice song. And I'll leave you with that, and I hope you enjoy that.